Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Okay, right, hands in the air. Who wants to meet me at Heathrow and get the fuck out of here?
Oh my gosh, don't. Isn't it miserable? It is so miserable outside. Did you see as well that I ran out of petrol? On the like rainiest morning of the
you
year.
You ran out of petrol?
I have never done that before, ever.
Talk us through it. I mean, I know that, you know, running out of petrol is pretty simple. You just run out of petrol, yeah.
I knew I didn't have much, but Gigi's nursery is probably a mile away, maybe a mile and a half. Do you know what I mean? So it's a little bit too far to walk like in the morning.
On a rainy day.
But yeah, on a rainy day. So I thought, oh, I'll just jump in the car. Saw that it was really low, thought nothing of it. Got her to nursery, dropped her off. Me and Axel were like on the way home, the car just cut out on the bottom of the hill, just cut out. And I just thought, oh my God, oh my God. So I sort of like let it roll to like the side of the road,
yeah,
stopped. And you're just like, never been in this situation before.
What's like, gone on here?
What do I do? So I just thought, right, well, we're just going to have to get out of the car and go to a petrol station. So I got out of the car with Axel. It's pissing down with rain, walked up the hill, and I saw one of the mums from school, which was like a lifesaver. So we literally jumped in the car. She took Axel to school, dropped me at the petrol station, and I had to get one of those like plastic canister things, fill it up with petrol, and then she dropped me back to my car, and I obviously had to fill it up. Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
But just think now, George, you can do everything, okay? You can change a light bulb, you can do fuses, you can fill your car back up with petrol when you've run out. There's nothing you can't do, sister.
I mean, yeah, exactly. And all before, and I was home at 5 to 9.
Amazing.
All of that, and I wasn't late for any meeting. So, I mean,
not
actually, pretty good start to the day.
Well, well done. I actually think I see that as a big achievement because, like you, I sometimes, like, Dozer thinks it's a really fun game to play like petrol roulette. Like, we'll be like, oh, we've only got 15 miles, but it's 16 miles to get home. And he's like, oh, he always says the same thing. There must be 10 miles in the reserve tank. Like, is
this
actually
what I
a
thought.
Reserve tank
no.
in the car?
This is exactly what I thought. Because yesterday it was on 29 miles. I must have been on the way to the gym. And it's only probably 3 miles.
Yeah.
So really, I should have had enough to get there and I didn't. Maybe I had the aircon on. Is that a thing? I don't know.
Well, we've all learned something today, George, so that's fine.
There you go.
I'm going to be completely honest here because that's what we do on this podcast. I am feeling particularly low today. I feel like I've got major holiday blues, but also the light or the lack of light, the rain, the cold, I'm finding it really difficult. There are multiple times throughout the day yesterday and already today, and it's only 11:30, that I've wanted to cry for no reason.
Yeah,
so
I
can't see people raising their hands, but I'm hoping that people are nodding along to this because there is something very long, very dark and very gloomy about January.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because you think, oh, January blues, whatever. It's just a saying. It's just a, you know, a thing that we've kind of made up.
Yeah.
It isn't.
It's not.
It's the 10th of Jan and I'm properly feeling it. And I'm thinking, when is this going to be over?
When is it going to be end? Another 20 days to go. But I did have a bit of a revelation yesterday and something that I wanted to share on the podcast. Now, obviously, Caroline Britton has been part of our Made by Mamas podcast life a few times. We love her. And she obviously offers all these incredible courses to, you know, really kind of find a more connected you. And I have been really questioning big questions in life, my existence, what I'm here for, what, you know, what makes me feel happy, what makes me feel fulfilled, creative, all of those things. And I'll be honest with you, the last 6 months, the back end of last year, I just felt a bit meh. It's just been chipping away at me. So I thought this year I'm going to make a decision. And I reached out to Caroline yesterday in a really witchy, the only way that Caroline can do this. She was like, I can't believe you've reached out to me because you popped into my head twice on a walk this morning. And she said, what's going on? And I explained the situation. She said, I've got the perfect course for you. It is 24 modules over the year that you have to do. And it's all down the line. So I can listen to, I just pop her in my ears basically. And there's certain things that I have to do, certain exercises that I have to go through, lots of writing. And she was like, this would be perfect for you. So I've signed up for it.
Wow.
So I'm doing it.
That's a really good thing to start the year with, actually, that you're going to do that. Love it.
She said that each module has a theme: self-love, compassion, flow and ease, sex and magic, money, navigating change, how to play more. And she teaches one module and then you get the energetic activation for it to land in your body. It will take you deep, she said.
Wow. Ooh. I'm really interested to see what happens. What are you going to do? Who do you think you're going to be this time next year?
I'm going to start wearing those, what are those pants that they wear in Thailand when you go on your gap year?
That's what I can imagine. And you'll start doing like random headstands and like, you know, where people just like randomly pose in places, like standing on their heads, and they're like, oh, yes, here I am on the beach.
And then I'll get my hair braided and have shells on the end of it, like Monica from Friends.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this. This transformation is going to be interesting.
Wait for it, guys. You'll get updates day to day. Well, we need to get into today's podcast. We thought it'd be really nice. New year, new us, nearly, maybe. we thought we'd do a Ask Us Anything Q&A. So you've sent in loads of questions. George, you're going to kick us off today. Just a bit more like get to know us.
Yeah, we love doing these. So I'm going to start us with this one. Ooh, you both always look so great. Do you guys get work done? Fillers, Botox?
Ooh, interesting. George?
Yes, I can start us off. Yes, I've had Botox a few times now. I think I have two areas. I just have like my forehead, that, and then in between my eyes. I really love it. I toyed with it for so long, and I have it probably every 3 months, maybe stretch it a little bit longer than that sometimes. But I really do think that it just freshens. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel fresh. I also try Profhilo as well, which,
now this is interesting.
My God, so painful.
Oh my God, is it?
I can't describe how painful it is. But I did it. I had two treatments and I don't know about that. I'm kind of on the fence. I'm like, maybe I just didn't, I don't know. Maybe it's not for me yet. I'm not sure, because people really love it. I can't say I saw like a huge difference.
Is it, they describe it, they say it's kind of similar to getting stung by a bee 8 times on your face.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is, because you feel it go in. It's not when it pierces the skin. It's like when it goes into the skin. Yeah, you have eight injections, and then you go back a couple, I think it might be a month later, and you have the second lot. And yeah, I mean, it's really painful. I probably won't do it again.
Okay.
For a little while.
That's George's review.
I just don't really know if I saw a real difference. Like, and also it's expensive. Like, it's probably double the price of Botox.
Really?
Yeah. So I think also, if you take that into consideration and you don't really see, if you're not loving the results, then you know, what's the point?
And what about facials? Do you have any facials?
Yeah, now and again. I'm quite, I had really, really bad skin in my 20s, like early to mid 20s, I came off the pill and my skin went absolutely mental. I'm like full blown cystic acne on my cheeks. And so I had like a lot of laser and stuff like that. So my skin's really sensitive, like when it comes to things like peels and stuff like that. So I'll have a peel now and again, or I might go for just like, you know, just like a traditional facial, just where they, clear out all your pores properly. And I do that kind of thing, but anything more than that, not for me at the moment.
Not for you.
How about you? Tell us what you do.
Well, we've spoken about this before, haven't we? That I've probably had Botox for the last 18 months and I love it as well. I've got to be honest with you. And the reason I don't talk about it that much is because I never want to be the person that's promoting it. Because I think it's such a personal decision. We're not here to judge. If you choose to have it or you don't have it, it's completely your choice. But for me, it just made me feel so much fresher. I have it done on my forehead, and it sort of makes me feel like I've had, you know, 12 hours sleep when I haven't. And then I'm now having it, I have an injection on, so I get, because of my early menopause, I've got these barcodes, which are sort of smoker's lines, I guess you could call them. I'm not saying that they're because I used to smoke. I'm saying them because of the lack of estrogen. Call it what you will. So I have a little bit of Botox on each side of my lip. So going into the top of the lip. So it just stops when I'm talking, it just stops the look of those barcodes, which I hate. I think it's not a great look for me. And then I've just had a tiny bit at the bottom of my chin on either side. Just to stop, like a beef burger chin, she calls it. I don't know, but I've never had it done around my eyes, and
no, I haven't.
I don't think that's for me at the moment. But I don't know if I
in the future. It's weird actually, because I've got a couple of friends that do have it, and I really notice it. I really notice it that when they laugh or they smile, there's no movement in their eye.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I think I'm not ready. I'm not ready for that yet. I don't mind. I don't mind the creases around my eyes when I laugh. It doesn't really bother
lines.
Me.
They're
that actually just doesn't bother me. But who knows? Speak to me in a couple of years.
But also, update on the boobs. So I was due to have my consultation on the 18th of January, but in a weird twist of fate, I thought I'd paid the deposit for the consultation, but actually the money didn't go through. But then I saw my friend's boobs before Christmas, and she's gone to someone else, and she got her boobs out, and I was like, whoa, they look incredible. And so update on the boobs is I've decided to go and see another person, and I'll keep you updated with that.
That's
because
interesting.
It is time for me to get them done. They're looking more and more like empty chicken sacks than ever before. You know those, you know, like chicken fillets that are sitting in a sack.
Yeah.
It's not
a
good
look.
Do you think having kids has put a strain on your relationships?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
I would love to hear from someone who thinks that it hasn't. I really would, because I don't know anyone who doesn't say, it might have, you know, brought you closer together, and you might have a newfound respect for your partner and all of that kind of stuff. Yes, definitely. You might look at your partner in a different way, and look at them in a nicer way. But it definitely does. Purely, I think, because of the mundane. I think sometimes when you feel like you don't get a break from something, you know, you're constantly doing and doing and doing and doing. And also, again, you might have differences in opinions, no matter how many times you've spoken about it before.
Yeah.
You know, oh, we want to raise our children like this, or we want to raise them like that. Things always come up. I would say 100%.
Yeah, I would love to meet that person who's like, no, it didn't put any strain on our relationship.
Yeah, I think the same.
I think it's always going to, and I think it never stops feeling like that. You know, you obviously go through phases where things are in really good shape and the communication is good and there's no arguments, but then, you know, you turn the corner and you know, something very trivial might have triggered something that leads to something quite big in your relationship. The one thing that I learned from last year was that the communication side of things is absolutely key. And, you know, Dozer and I are still in therapy and still trying to navigate and figure out a better way for us to grow together as our kids get older. And, you know, even some of these relationship tools that our therapist Michael has given us have been so beneficial. And like the first one is if you want to bring something up with your partner, we now have to ask permission to bring it up.
Yeah.
So I have to say to Dozza, is this a good time? I wanted to share something. Or is this a good time for you? Can we have a... And he can say, no, it's not. And then he has to come back to me when it is. I can't then go back to him and he can't knock me back again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's like even just that, just checking, because it sometimes isn't a good time.
Yeah.
And I think I used to like go flying into it and be like, well, why don't you want to talk to me now? And this is really important. And he'd be like, because I'm in the middle of doing, you know, a fucking email. Chill out.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
That, like, I think there's been so many times when, you know, you've had an argument about something and you think if that had just been delivered in a yeah. different way, no. that wouldn't have even happened.
Yeah.
It's the same with anything, isn't it? You know, you could be at work and someone asks you to do something and you're like, oh, God. But if they'd have asked you half an hour later when you're not in the middle of something else, you'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. Like, no problem. I can help you with that.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Oh, this is interesting. And maybe one bit more for you, Zoe. Any tips on raising girls trying to get prepared pre-puberty regarding periods, consent, and anything else?
Oh gosh.
Is Isla kind of in that pre-puberty stage now?
Yeah, she is. So, and actually it's been so lovely to kind of be part of it, because I feel like I've got this really special bond with her where she's able to discuss things with me. Like the other day we were sort of privately talking about crushes and I was like, oh, I remember my first crush. And she was like, oh, I've got a crush. And I was like, oh, you've got a crush. And we had this really, she was like, it's actually, I haven't just got one, I've got three. I was like, you've got three crushes? I was like, well, definitely don't tell Dozza. So we were having this really lovely conversation. But in terms of kind of, you know, periods and stuff, I've, you know, been having those discussions with her and she's been wearing training bras. So I bought her like a couple, they're like little crop tops, basically, you know.
Remember
when you started wearing them, and having the discussion. And we were talking about what if she came on her period when she was at school. And I just said, look, we'll always tuck some pads in your rucksack so that you've got them there, and a change of knickers so you can have, you know, all of those things are happening now. But really, I mean, the one thing that I'm acutely aware of is having that open dialogue with them, that, you know, I was brought up in a house where the dining room table was a space where we could share everything. And, you know, I don't want them ever to be in a quandary and not be able to come to me or Dozz. I just think open dialogue. And also we got this really great book from the library, which was like the book of everything. And it was talking, you know, it was willies and vaginas and, you know, periods and drugs and all kinds of stuff. And the girls were like pouring through it. So maybe that's, there were some really good resources out there.
Yeah, because sometimes it's hard, isn't it? Because you might have a daughter who doesn't really want to talk to you yet or feels uncomfortable. And as much as you really try, they'll be like, no. But I guess, maybe leaving them a book or sending them a podcast to listen to or sending them a link or whatever. You feel like, okay, I've sort of given them the information I wanted to. And then maybe when they feel comfortable, they might come back and ask. Do you remember getting like your period? Do you remember when you got your period?
Yeah,
I do as well. I really remember it. I remember what I was wearing, everything.
I remember walking into my mum's bathroom and being like, she was like, okay, yeah, no, there's some pads underneath the sink. And I was like, I want a bigger reaction there than that. Where's the mariachi band?
See, that's what you should have been in my family, because that's exactly how it was. I was at home with my mum and my nan was there as well. And I went into the bathroom and it happened. And it was almost like a sort of a ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, and then we went to my auntie's house and we told her. And we had like a celebration. I was like, oh, right. Okay.
She's come of age.
This is very odd, but all right.
Go with it.
We'll be right back after this short break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
I want to hear this from you because I know that you made the list, a list as long as your fucking arm. Favourite girl or boys' names for 2023, expecting on the 2nd of July. Oh no, hold on, expecting 2nd in July. Well, congratulations.
Yay! I need to, do you know what? I think I've got the list on my phone still. Maybe I can go to it. There was Bloom was on there, I think.
Bloom?
Oh no, I don't think I've got it anymore. How annoying. River was on there.
Oh yeah, River, Luna's middle name. That's a great name.
I love that name. I had Cece and BB and yeah, it's definitely not on there anymore. What other names?
I really like Finn.
No, I really like Finn. I quite like Blake. I like Rafe and Rafa.
And oh yeah, gorgeous. I like Teddy.
Teddy's I like cute. That's cute. God, there's so many names that I like, but I've kind of put them out of my head now.
What we'll do is we'll put it up on Insta because Georgia and I have got a whole like house of names that we obviously didn't get to use and won't get to use again. So
we'll
put up a big list on Insta.
There's this app you can use and it's kind of like Tinder, I guess. And you put it on your partner's phone and you have it as well. And they suggest names and you swipe right if you like it and no if you don't. And then if you match, it goes into a list.
There I love go. That. It's like baby name dating.
It is. It is exactly. It is. I don't think we actually mentioned any.
this one I can really relate to. Our baby only wants me at the moment and it's making my husband upset. How can I help?
Oh, gosh. I think this is natural and it's definitely something that we've spoken about on the podcast before. It does happen and there'll probably be a time when it's the other way around as well. And I think if you're like the primary caregiver, they do become reliant on you for so much and they want to, you know, and they want to be around you. And I think sometimes it's about just making sure your husband is aware that it really is not going to always be this way and giving him opportunity to take more control sometimes.
Yes.
So whether that's you go out or they have a special time together, they go and do something every Saturday morning or whatever it is, like even if he just takes the baby to a coffee shop or to the park or they go to the news agent and pick up whatever, they do something together every week to just sort of build that bond one-to-one when you're not around.
Really good tip. I was literally about to say the same thing, that I think it's really important for your husband to feel that he has got special time with his little one as well.
Yeah.
So, and it's the easiest thing to do is, you know, hand the baby over, baby starts crying, then you take the baby back and then the baby stops crying. You're like, oh, that's the problem solved. But it just keeps chipping away, I think, and it will make your husband feel that he, you know, that they don't want him, that he can't do it, doesn't know how to do it. And it sort of completely disarms them, I think. And so I think my advice would be, like Georgia said, is to carve out an hour or 2 hours where you go out, because it would be really nice for you to go out, go and do something nice, or you go and visit a friend, or they go out. And, you know, if you're not there, you're not there. They're going to have to get on with it.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
It starts to become the norm. It's not like they're going to, you know, wave the flag and be like, you have to come back now. I can't cope with dad, because it's their dad. So
yeah,
I would do that. I would really suggest it and just start small, be around the corner. And if it all goes to shit, you can just come back. But that would be my advice. Yeah.
Baby steps. This one really makes me laugh from Claire. Do you ever want to leave your husband's when in rage?
How many times a day are we talking here?
I mean, on average, how many times do you Google divorce lawyer?
Yes,
of course. Oh my goodness. Like some days, some weeks, I genuinely think to myself, I need a new life. I need a new husband a husband at all. Like, oh, I'd be so much better on my own. Or, of course, absolutely. I think it's normal, isn't it?
I don't know. I often think about where I could go if I wasn't married. Like, I'd be like, oh, I could live here. I could go here. We could do this. Like, think about the Lions, because I love to have the kids half the time. Like, oh, I've thought about it all the time.
Oh my God. How often have we said about that? You know, we've spoken to someone who's co-parenting and sometimes I go away and I think, oh God, I feel a bit jealous.
Be quite nice with it for a bit.
If you had like every other weekend off, and you know, I know that, you know, it's not easy. I completely get that. And it's not, But yeah, I do sometimes, yeah, my mind wanders when I think, oh, I could have, you know, a bit of time off now and again.
Oh, yeah. And actually, we're sort of half joking, but we're half serious at the same time. I think another thing that's come up for me is about not letting my mind go to those places in rage. Because during, you know, some of the arguments that we used to have, they'd be so explosive that, you know, Dozer was kind of out the door, you know, in the car driving off to take some space. And I'd be, you know, sort of in my mind packing up all of our stuff and being like, well, that's it, that's the end of the marriage. And actually it's really not healthy to take your mind to those places. So what we're doing now is, if we do have an argument, because things are going to come up, he'd be like, can I have some space, and I'll go in to spend time with the kids or go into a different room, and then we come back and try and talk about it. So it's not like it was always straight to guns for us, both of us. And now we're learning to find more of an equilibrium during the moments of heat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I do things like that, Zoe, like you say. In fact, we had an argument in the summer and I actually threw James's clothes out the window.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Of the night.
I remember
And then I realized I had to go and pick them up.
Oh,
that wasn't ideal. So yeah, learnt my lesson there, like the petrol story.
Oh my God, there's so many questions.
When will you be announcing your tour? Can't wait to come to Cheltenham, Bath or Bristol.
Yay! Soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Georgia, what's your biggest regret?
Oh gosh, I saw this question earlier. Oh God, it's really hard. I don't like having regrets. I really don't. What's yours? You start off and I'm going to think about it.
Weirdly, all the people that I didn't sleep with just came up then. No, what's my biggest regret? My biggest regret, probably not going to America.
Oh, yeah.
That is a career regret. That's not a life regret. I really, really wish that I'd gone to America when I was 30. I would have absolutely loved living in LA, and I would have loved to be near the beach, and I would have, it was so nearly there. Like, I had CAA on board, I had my visa, the first round approved, and then I lost my dad and it was just done. It just wasn't an option for me to go at that point. And then I met my ex-boyfriend, and then I met, you know, and then it was like, it was done, the moment passed me. But I think that's okay. Like, that's still what that's done for me, is I don't look back on it and, you know, cry into my soup. I just feel that I'm not going to let those moments pass me again. That's my lesson.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I really don't like the word regret, because you pretty much every situation you learn from. So then my regret, and this is one that there is, you know, I just shouldn't have done. Sunbeds. Shouldn't have gone to sunbeds. Why did we do sunbeds?
Do you think it snackered your skin?
Well, I would like to know what it would have looked like if I didn't.
Oh, there's an app for that, George.
Like that it's those sorts of things that I think, oh, that's just so annoying. Why did I do that? Or like smoking when I was younger. Why did I do that?
Because it's fucking great.
It's not though. It's
not. No, I know, but it's fine. Like, you can't. Yeah, things like that.
They're the sort of things I regret because they're like, well, that, you know, my life wouldn't be any different if I hadn't have done those things, and that was just annoying. So I actually try not to have regrets.
Good. Stuck on, if to have baby number 3, did you ever consider it? That's from Elle.
No.
No.
No. Although no. I always say, I don't think you will ever regret having another baby. You'll only regret not. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't. Obviously, there'll be times where, you know, you've been up in the night and been sicked on and you're cleaning poo out your fingernails. You might think, oh, why did I do this? But ultimately, you're not going to regret it. And I sometimes think, if you're still longing for it, then maybe it's worth a try. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a personal one. I do think, like, if you've got 2 already and your life is amazing, and, you know, there's another question here on already have 2 boys struggling again with infertility. Do we keep trying or just stay focused on them? I think sometimes in life we can spend all this time focusing on things that we don't have rather than seeing what's right in front of us. And that actually, you know, you're already complete. If you can financially afford it and, you know, all the stars are aligned, then I would say go for it. I think if we hadn't had Isla, I would have gone again. But having 4 children wasn't an option for me. So I played that scenario. Plus I was getting older and, you know, all of my fertility issues were there as well. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful for what we've got now. So yeah, it's very personal, that decision.
It's a tricky one.
It is.
Do you have a weekly workout routine? What are you both into just now and how do you fit it in?
Oh, this is a good one because I have come out of my new year. In fact, you know what? We trained, we probably did 8 or 9 sessions in Kenya out of the 14
wow,
days that
really
we were there.
That's really good.
25 minutes in the morning, we did, there was sort of, so exercises in pairs. So for example, burpees, lunges, mm-hmm. and then, you know, I don't know, jacks and whatever it was, jumping squats or whatever. And then we had seven of those and we did that set twice, if that makes sense. So yeah. It takes about 25 minutes to do, 45 seconds on, 15 seconds off. You can do it anywhere. We're going to start doing some more fitness stuff on Made by Mamas this year, just like really quick and easy stuff that you can do at home that gets the heart pumping, that gets the fat burning, but doesn't mean you have to fork out 70 quid a month for a gym membership. Because I'm a bit sick of paying gym 70 quid a month, to be honest with you. And actually, I don't think you need to do it.
No,
you could
you
make
don't.
A few investments on Amazon, like booty bands and little weights that you can get from Decathlon, and you can have a little home gym set up. So we'll definitely incorporate that.
Yeah, and it's easier. It's sometimes easier to fit in if it's only half an hour.
Yeah,
because if you have to go to the gym, it can be like a 2-hour round trip.
Yeah.
Although for me, I actually do prefer going to the gym, but that's more because I work from home.
Exactly.
So I need to get out and see a different location, and I quite often take my laptop there and then I'll work there for a couple of hours after. I decided I'm going to start doing other bits of exercise that I actually enjoy. So I did a bar class last week and I really loved that. And I'm going to do a dance class next Wednesday night with some of the mums from school. And, you know, it's not
Zumba.
It's not, wait, no, it's not Zumba. It's like, I can't remember what it's called. It's called like Sassitude. So it's like all dancing to Beyonce and things like
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Please film that.
Yeah, I will. Because I think it doesn't have to be going for a 5K run. It doesn't have to be. Like, as long as your heart is pumping, then that's it. That's all it is. So I'm going to try and do like a few different things because I am getting a little bit bored of the usual routine. So yeah.
Okay. Love that. We'll
keep you updated.
Now there's a couple of questions here on discipline techniques for boisterous boys, you know, testing twos. You just need to go back and have a listen to any of the podcasts that we've done with Expect the Best on behavior and around that time, because those podcasts are like 45 minutes dedicated to all the stuff that you'll currently be going through. It's probably a little bit too of a bigger question to answer in one of these Q&As, but they're all there in the back catalogue of podcasts that we've done already.
Cool. Well, we could have kept going on and on. There have been so many, but we'll keep doing these Ask Us Anything throughout the year. We better move on to products.
Yeah, let's do it. Now, lots of people have asked for like favourite beauty products. We didn't get around to doing any of those. And like essential fashion items for 2023 and things like that. So should we incorporate those into our products?
Yeah, let's definitely do it. I'm actually going to kick us off with a new serum that I've been using. I'm just going to look up the exact name of it. It's by the brand, is it Tata Harper? Is that how you say it? And it's a vitamin C serum. So
lovely.
I use my Skin and Me, like, what do they call it? It's not a serum, is it? Because it's quite creamy. I use that treatment in the evening and then I use this vitamin C serum in the morning. And I really like it. I think my skin looks really sort of glowy. It sort of lifted it. It looks brighter. It's
love
quite
that.
Expensive, but it's not mental. That's the only serum I use in the morning, along with like a little Beauty Pie hyaluronic acid spray. Really, really loving it.
Okay, amazing. I'm going to talk about a bikini brand called Sommer Swim, S-O-M-M-E-R, Swim. And I've only discovered them recently in the last couple of months. Just really gorgeous bikinis. Great, like, obviously, if you've got summer holiday coming up. They are a little bit more on the expensive side, like a couple of hundred quid for a bikini. But I've taken mine to Kenya and everything always gets turned, you know, yellow because of the chlorine. They held up really well. They didn't
That's
stain.
Good.
They washed really well. The quality still looks incredible. And I don't know about you, George, but I know it's like a punchy price point, but I know that that bikini is going to last me years and years and years.
I was going to say, what I do is I treat myself to one new bikini or swimsuit when I go on holiday. And that's usually a more expensive one. And then I think now I've maybe got like 4 or 5, like really nice quality bikinis and swimsuits. And I'm
Lovely.
Just going to keep adding to them. And I love them. Bikinis and swimsuits to coats. Maybe it's a funny time of year, like you might think it is, to buy a new coat. But I actually think January is a great time because coats can be really timeless. So you'll wear it again next year and the sales are on. But I think January is a good time to buy like a bright coat. So I just got one from River Island. It is bright pink. It's quite oversized. It was £85, so not cheap, but it's a classic style. And it makes me smile when I put it on because I'm like, oh, just bright, you know, I just feel bright and it brightens up an outfit. So yeah, I'd have a little look for like a bit of an injection of colour, like in a coat or something. Yeah,
love that. And I'm going to go from coats to a similar sort of product, but something that I've been using every single day since we've got back. I got a new, Jesus, who the hell am I? I got a new electric heater, like a fan heater, right, from Amazon. It's called a Comfy. Comfee. It costs me £40. I literally pick it up, move it from room to room. It heats the room super quickly. It's become my basically, I've decided not to get a dog. I've got a comfy heater.
Do you know what? I actually need to do that. I was so blasé about the heating thing. Like, right. You know, like the energy prices. I was like, Then our bill came, must have been a couple of weeks ago, and it had just like not even tripled. I think it quadrupled.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And I was like, oh, right, okay, probably we'll take this seriously now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get one of those heated blankets, you know, the ones you put over the top of you. Oh my God, my auntie had one at Christmas. Oh wow, they are like a dream. Loved
amazing.
It.
You're all on the similar vibes. There we go.
We think we're glam and then we hit you with a product like
that. No, we're not. Listen, we're going to go because we've got a rush and it's been an absolute treat to be here with you today, answering your questions. Thank you so much for sending them in. As always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe and give the podcast a little follow.
Yeah, and any suggestions for Q&As over the next coming weeks, then please do drop us a message. Like any experts you've seen, any topics you particularly like us to cover. We're on @MadeByMamas on Instagram and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.